almost an hour into the movie, and I realized no matter what happened in the rest of the movie, God forbid the stuff that they were explaining came to life on the screen.
But Kevin's not talking about that being a problem if you didn't like the movie.
I could care less if you don't like the movie.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Let me finish.
Okay.
If you'd like an apology, I'm glad to apologize. This was indeed the first movie I've walked out on in 30 years. And if there is a second movie that I walk out on, I'll be much quieter.
That's it?
Is that fair? I really want Kevin Smith to know that I made a point of telling Page Six that I thought he was a very good filmmaker, that Clerks 1 was one of the most important films of our time, that because of Clerks 1, the independent, in great part because
blah,
of Clerks 1.
Blah, blah, blah.
No, this is not blah, blah,
but basically,
blah.
That means you should have sat through the whole movie.
To be fair, the New York Post guy did tell me he said those things, which is fine. But it's all after. I appreciate that, Joel. But it's all after the fact. What I don't appreciate is you going out like such a sucker, man. Like, you got to, like, yell and scream and call attention.
Make it about yourself instead of...
Second, guys.
Yes.
How long do you think, just in time, it took me to stand up and say...
40 minutes.
This is the first movie I've left.
It doesn't matter, sir. It doesn't matter if it took you.
How long do you think it took?
It's 40 minutes into the movie. I know exactly where you left. They told me exactly where you left. But it doesn't matter.
How long do you think it took that little tirade?
How long was his disruption, he's saying?
Oh, how long is the disruption? I don't care if it's
doesn't
5
matter.
Seconds.
Could be a second.
If you're yelling out loud and competing with the dialogue, that is so disrespectful.
No, I wasn't competing with the dialogue.
Sir, if you're yelling out loud, you are competing with the dialogue.
A single cell phone ring is distracting. And that's
There's a reason they put those ads up in front of the movie with, like, turn off your cell phones, please no talking, be courteous to other movie viewers. And you did it in a room full of critics, man.
And someone turn off Joel Siegel, please. We want to watch
How unprofessional
the movie.
Is that?
If that was Spike Lee, would you have got up and walked out?
I think it's not unprofessional, and I think if more critics walked out on more movies they found repulsive and disgusting, perhaps...
But then don't go in the first place. And again, I have no problem with you walking out.
I wasn't expecting what I saw.
That's fine. I have no problem with you walking out, dude. I don't care if you don't like the movie. Like, I get it. It's not everybody's cup of tea, man. But you don't be disruptive when you walk out. That's where you were wrong.
Hey, did I apologize? Did I say if I ever did it again, I would do it differently?
It's too late, man. The genie's out of the bottle, sir. You were disruptive in the screening.
You know, they let you back on the air. Come on.
What?
Do you know? I don't think Joel understands. You're talking to Kevin Smith right now.
Where's Kevin Smith?
You've been talking to him. The entire time, Joel.
You've been talking to Kevin Smith the whole time.
I'm sorry.
I've stood aside.
Time to retire, Joel.
Joel. Not for me.
Do you know you walked out?
One-way trip to Florida, yeah, Joel.
Joel, let me remind you. You walked out of a movie. Do you remember this?
I feel like I just wasted all that.
You wasted all that breath.
That was
Joel must have been like, "Wow, Opie and Anthony really want to back Kevin Smith on
Ladies
this one."
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I rest my case.
Did you ever get lost while blueberry picking with Katharine Hepburn?
It's a movie reference. He didn't get it. Are you still there, Joel?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you've been talking to Kevin. All those points that
to behave like a civilized human being, and I don't know what's going on.
Well,
sir, a civilized human being doesn't get up and yell things out loud when he leaves a movie.
That's Kevin Smith.
Says Kevin Smith.
No, don't say. Oh, come on, dude. For the record, and I will stress this as much as possible. You walking out, I have no issue with. I get it. Not everyone's going to like the movie. But you being a disruption when you're walking out, that is incredibly unprofessional. And I agree with you, sir. More critics should leave movies that they don't like. And then that would prohibit them from reviewing them, because you can't review a movie unless you watch it from beginning to end. But being a disruption when you walk out, that's you're acting like an insolent child, dude. That is such childish behavior. And then you yell, you use the F word, dude. How come you can use the F word in real life, but you can't use it on that job of yours at Good Morning America? They'd kick you off the air for using the F word.
Are talking to me about childish behavior?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sir. Okay. Because yes, my childish behavior is on display in a movie, and everybody knows what that movie's rated going into it. They know what they're getting in terms of, like, there's an R rating at the bottom, and it says what the content is. Your childish behavior, nobody expects that from a critic to, like, scream things inside a movie theater.
Wait a second.
What's his exact quote? You got it in front of you?
Yeah.
I threw it away.
Dude, I heard, you know who first told me about this? I was at MTV yesterday, and I was interviewing with a kid for the MTV Radio News Network, and he's the one, he's like, there was some old critic in the movie, he goes, I think it was Roger Ebert, who got up and, like, made a big scene. He's gone, I'd never seen anything like it. He's like, except maybe when I was in high school.
We have the quote here.
The quote, yeah. Time to go, roared Siegel to his fellow critics. First movie I've walked out of in 30 bleeping years. Like, yep. Why was that necessary? Like, why couldn't you have just quietly left the theater?
First of all, I told you guys at least 4 minutes ago that you're right. I could have just walked out of the theater. I was incensed. I was angry at what I had seen on the screen.
Okay, then you write a review about it. Yeah, like, that's your forum.
Yeah. And what's your problem with bestiality, by the way?
It all depends.
You don't find that you don't find it unprofessional, though. You apologize for it. But you're being loud and disruptive when you left instead of just quietly leaving.
I don't think I was loud and disruptive, but that's okay.
Well,
but that's it came from more than one source, sir. There were other people in that screening room.
I said what I said.
It is disruptive.
And you were disruptive, though.
Now, you don't find that unprofessional as a critic?
That's a tough question to answer.
It certainly
is. It
is, because
if you say
it's
yes,
unprofessional.
Then
you
Good Morning America, like, fires
you. You admit that it's unprofessional, and a professional critic that's been in the business as long as you have should know better than to disrupt a film that other critics are screening when you leave. If you leave, if you hate the movie, no one's arguing the point. If you don't like it, you don't like it. Fine. It's the fact that you are being very unprofessional.
We want you to resign, Joel.
You after my job, you're going to mustache.
We want your resignation, and we want you to shave that awful mustache.
Because you're basically saying that Clerks 2 doesn't sell.
Doesn't what?
Doesn't sell.
Oh, I see. And I'm the one who's supposed to make those puns.
They're punny.
Where did all of those puns?
I don't. If you object to those puns,
come from.
If you object to those puns, you got to go to the Joel Siegel website, like at ABC,
right.
Your own page. That's where they all came.
Did you really like Bewitched?
Did you say Bewitched offers tricks and treats?
I have no idea.
Did you write Hitch Up with Smith's Comic Valentine?
Did I write what?
Hitch Up with Smith's Comic Valentine. You know the movie Hitch.
No, I didn't know.
Did you write Jamie Foxx delivers Ray of Sunshine?
No.
Joel, do you
where
write
are these
any
coming from?
Reviews?
Joel, do you write any of these headlines?
I where they're coming from.
Do you know what day it is, Joel?
Yes, I do know what day it is.
All right, very good.
You know where I have? I'm not going to go into my personal life. So
you can. It's
right.
An open forum.
Open forum.
Oh, that's okay.
Joel, if where Joel's going, Joel survived cancer, which I applaud him for.
Mm-hmm.
He went through a bad cancer bout and whatnot. Joel, I don't wish you ill will. Like, I don't want.
You can wish me all the ill will you like.
I don't wish you ill will
I
at all.
I do not know where those puns came from.
What? Dude,
honestly.
Okay, but all right. Well, that's they're
I
on your website.
They
they're attached to.
I don't have a website. I think they
they're on the Joel Siegel page at ABC. If you click on ABC,
if that's where they came from. I did not write them. They were rewritten. I do not say those things on the air.
Sir, not for nothing, but I grew up here in the New York, New Jersey area. I've been mm-hmm. watching ABC even before it was owned by Disney, back when it was just Channel 7. You would review movies on Eyewitness News. You have always been a punny guy. Don't disavow it now. You like to review movies with a bit of wit, sir, right?
I do, with a joke, yeah, but I am not responsible for any of the puns Kevin Smith quoted.
Did you write Passion of the Christ nails it?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. In fact, I gave Passion of the Christ a positive review.
That's a movie you could have easily have walked out on, by
yeah,
the
that's
way.
Like,
no, I thought he did a very good job making the movie.
You knew what you were getting for the rest of the film after 10 minutes.
Why is it it's okay to watch people beat up Jesus Christ, but it's not okay to listen to dudes talk about
a donkey show?
Yeah. Like, it's just language. It's just conversation. But I get it, dude. Like, I don't object to you not liking the movie.
It's not a question of what they were talking about, and I'm certainly a firm believer in freedom of speech and the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm. You must be, because you get up in movie theaters and yell things out loud.
And that's the one thing free speech doesn't cover.
Why not just
fire?
Fire.
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 Fire. Fire. I didn't say fire.
No, of course
of
not.
Of course you did, Joel.
Perhaps more than that, Joel.
We understand. You didn't yell fire.
I've, honestly, like, there have been movies where I have paid to sit there and watch a movie.
Yeah.
Where I've had to shell out of my hard-earned bucks that I haven't liked, and I've never gotten up in the theater
walked out.
And yelled things out loud.
Yelled out out loud as you're leaving. Yeah, that's just, Joel, thing. Came
Joel,
off as
got
a little
to
unprofessional.
See it free for nothing.
Yeah, you got to have a little more respect for the filmmaker.
I'll promise Opie and Anthony I will never do it again, but I just couldn't. I was so offended.
I say you sent Kevin Smith $9.
Joel, did you see Bachelor Party years ago?
Yeah, and I remember that stuff, too.
And what, did you like it?
No, I didn't. And I didn't.
Did you walk out on it?
No, I didn't walk out on it, but I was kind of shocked.
Because it's got Tom Hanks in it.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks and a mule.
If I had had Tom Hanks in Clerks, too.
Oh, forget about
there
it.
There you go. All right.
What are you going to do next, badmouth Lucky Louie?
I'm sorry?
I said, what are you going to do next, badmouth Lucky Louie?
On HBO?
You know, one of the unfortunate things about the job I do is I don't get to watch much television because I'm always going to the movies.
Yeah, what's the next movie you're going to go see?
I have to go see Miami Vice on Monday. I'm going to go see a movie to Little Miss Sunshine at noon. And I'm not expecting to be... I was really angry and affronted by what I had heard on the screen. And it wasn't just that part. It was all of the stuff leading up to it. Was not expecting it at all.
You know, we got an 8-minute standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival, right?
8 minutes.
8 minutes.
There you go. Good.
I think it's time to retire,
say,
Joel.
You know,
and also, a lot of people have said the movie's very sweet and heartfelt, too.
Kevin, it just took everybody that long to walk out because it was the entire crowd.
But they were all,
you thought it was
a
standing ovation.
Hey, Joel. They were just following Joel.
What I thought was the clapping of hands was really
wherever
just people going,
go,
I'm effing out of here.
Right.
Hey, Joel, you didn't hear my question before. If this was a Spielberg movie or Spike Lee, would you have walked out on it?
With the same content?
With the same thing?
I apologize for Rich Voss, Joel Siegel.
Yeah.
If it was the same movie, yes, I would have walked out on it.
And you would have made a big stink.
I'm honest about Kevin Smith. I think he's a good filmmaker.
Well,
he did
great.
Say that.
He's not good.
I'm sure that's going to make his day.
We got a slogan here. Rich, not a wealth of humor.
Joel, I have no objection to you not liking the movie. I get it. Not everything I do is going to be everyone's cup of tea.
Okay, and I promise.
Joel?
Next time I walk out on a movie, I'll do it as quietly as possible.
Joel, let me tell you something, too. I applaud you today for confronting for allowing
us
to confront
you.
Cool. That's right.
Most times we'll read something in the paper, we try to get them on the phone, and they don't answer their phone, they're on vacation, they're taking the day off, they're playing golf.
No one shows up and defends
himself. I applaud you for coming on our show
actually,
today.
I really am.
And he fessed up.
I'm proud of what I did.
And he fessed up. Well, if you're proud of what you did with leaving,
but apologize.
But I would like to reach.
How can you apologize if you're proud of what you did?
Hmm?
But you apologized twice already.
No, I said I wouldn't do it again.
No, but you did. Am I crazy?
No, he apologized.
You literally said, "I'm sorry."
Movement. I perhaps should not have. Although for the 5 or 10 seconds, I don't. It wasn't as disastrous as you guys are making it out to be.
You're out of your mind. Dude, let's say you were sitting there doing your review on Good Morning America, and for 5 or 10 seconds I jumped in front of the camera and was just like, this guy's a jackass. Bloody, bloody, blue. Like, that would be totally unprofessional.
pun, gay porn mustache, pun.
No, I think what I would do would be the same thing you guys do when that happens to you when you're on the air live, is you play off of it.
I wasn't in the movie theater to play off it, and the movie can't play off it either because, as you know, it's just flickering images.
Film isn't very spontaneous.
We're talking about 5 seconds. I think 5 seconds. Understood.
But 5 seconds, it's all relative, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
If I went to your job
relative?
And did 5 seconds.
Is your relative?
5 seconds
five
is all
seconds
it takes for a suicide's bomb belt to go off.
How took Kennedy out in 5 seconds?
All right, listen.
Yeah, right. How would it be in JFK if I kept yelling, where's his hat?
Yeah. Can I get a word in?
Yeah, go ahead, Joel.
Seriously.
Okay.
I would like Kevin Smith to know that I think he's a fine filmmaker and that I am not responsible for any of those puns he quotes me.
Can we use that quote in a Clerks 2 ad in the newspaper? Kevin Smith is a fine filmmaker, Joel Siegel?
Yeah.
All right, there it is.
There you go.
All right, there you go. We wasted way too much time on Joel Siegel, because look who's behind you, Anthony.
Because who cares?
Look who's behind
Joel, I know.
You.
Thank you for getting on the phone. That was very cool you get on the phone, sir.
You're old news now. We got to move on with our radio show.
What's going on next?
Well, we got a star of Clerks 2 in studio.
I personally
saw the movie. I loved it. And everyone I went with loved the movie.
There you go.
All right, Joel, thanks. Thanks for hanging with us. We really appreciate that you didn't pussy out.
whatever that means.
Well, don't walk out on the phone call now because he's using that language. But, yeah, thanks for taking the call.
All right.
Glad to do it.
All right. Joel Siegel from Good Morning America.
With a mustache like that, I'm not surprised he doesn't know what pussy is.
Spreading across America.
It's Jimmy Day.
Shut up.
A celebration in honor of James Norton.
Oh, yeah. Oh.